We're very fortunate because Ali Yuma from the South Australian Racehorse Owners Association is going to talk with us now. We'll endeavour to get Chris on a little bit later in the program. Ali, good morning.
Hi, Ray. How are you?
You've come to my rescue. Thank you. I'm glad you're available.
No problem.
We've spoken to you before, of course. You were at one stage, a year or two back, you were listed as the Racehorse Owner of the Month.
Yes, that's right. That was just before I actually got on the Soroa Committee.
Yeah, and I remember talking to you, and you've been overseas and lived in all different countries, and a professional person, and you've wound up in South Australia, and without much of a racing background, you got caught up with it all, and now you're full on with thoroughbred racing.
Yes, definitely I'm full on with thoroughbred racing. I do have a horse background, but didn't really have a racing background.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I've just gotten really involved in it since I've lived here. I've lived here now for 6 years, and my husband's on the Jockey Club board, and now I'm on the Soroa Committee, and we own shares in 4 different horses, and we're always looking for another one.
Right, well, that's very promising.
We're involved, yeah.
Have you got any horses racing at the moment?
Yeah, we actually have 3 horses racing today.
Wow.
So it's a big day.
Yeah.
We've got Misidentified, who yes. is a 4-year-old mare who I won the Owner of the Month for last year, around this time last year. And she's running in the 4th race today.
Mm-hmm.
We've got Danger Deal, who's a 3-year-old gelding, and he is running in the 5th race today, the listed race, the Nitschke Stakes.
Yes.
And we have Lord Topper, who's in the last race. And my husband was actually on your program as Owner of the Month for having won with Lord Topper.
I remember talking to him, and he was telling me how he loves the Parks track, Lord Topper.
Yes, yeah, he does. He does. So they're all chances. Danger Deal's race is probably the most competitive. But I think, yeah, they all have a good chance, and they're paying some really good odds. If they do all win, I think it'll be a pretty exciting day at our house.
And there'll be a bit of money come in. That's good prize money. I've got a Rebel Raider horse myself, so I followed Danger Deal, and he started off as a 2-year-old looking really promising, and then mm-hmm. as an early 3-year-old, he, in the spring, for some reason, he didn't come up, and he's tipped out again, and now he's back in again. He should have won his last start, without any doubt whatsoever. If he'd not ducked in and been a bit green and been crowded a bit, he would have won.
It was very, very close. It definitely could have gone either way. And, you know, that horse that beat him, they've actually come up against each other twice now. And, unfortunately, that horse has won both times. But it's been very close both times.
Mm-hmm.
And even they're up against each other again today, so it will be interesting to see what happens. It is 200 meters longer, the race today, but overexposure, the horse that's beat him comes down in the weight, so you could say he has a little bit more of an advantage.
It doesn't always work out that way.
And distance matters. You know, I don't follow overexposure very closely, so I don't know if he'll like the 200 meters extra, but our horse certainly will.
He will. Yeah, there's no doubt about that.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you're here to talk to us today about a cocktail party for the South Australian Racehorse Owners Association. And it seems to me that whenever there's something social on, that the racehorse owners like to get together and they do respond.
Yeah, you know, that's one of the main reasons I got on the committee is I love planning parties. And
okay.
I just wanted to try to jazz up some of the Soroa parties if I could. And I love the races. I love socializing with people who love the races. So this is our first sort of big event of the year. And it's on the night of Goodwood Day. So it's on the 19th of May.
Mm-hmm.
After the races.
Yes.
And we're putting it on as a sort of after party or celebration to celebrate the festival of racing coming to a close. The idea being everybody will have had 3 really big weeks of racing, hopefully lots of success, and we all get together and celebrate all that success. We've got Claire Lindop coming as our sort of guest of honor, because, you know, she's retiring. Mm-hmm. And we just wanted to just celebrate her and give her a token of appreciation and just say, you know, thanks for all the work that you've done over the years, and help her go off into retirement, hopefully in a really fun atmosphere with lots of people that she's known for a really long time.
So who was invited?
Everybody's invited. We have started putting up flyers around the racetrack, handing them out to all the trainers. So we're really trying to get as many industry people as we can to come. You know, we want trainers there, jockeys there, strappers, owners, and race goers, racing enthusiasts, you know, anyone who takes an interest and wants to come around and talk about and bask in the glory of the festival.
Well, there'll be plenty to talk about if it's straight after the races.
Yeah. And we're hoping, you know, we are inviting some of also the out-of-town trainers, and we want to invite the winners of all the big races over the 3 weeks. And we just hope that as many people can come as possible, and everybody will be in a party mood. And so I think it'll be a great time. We've got a live music going to be there. We also do an annual stallion auction, and mm-hmm. we're going to hold that on the night.
Yes.
Which is always, I'm a big fan of auctions. I always think they're fun to watch. So, yeah, it should be really fun, and it should be good interactive style. We've got it's a cocktail style, so we don't have formal sit-down tables or anything like that. So the idea is that helps people be up and about, mingling with each other. Maybe you can meet some people you've never even met before.
Yes.
And, you know, have a chance to have a drink with some old friends.
Yeah, sounds good. Now, what time will that start after the races?
That'll start at 6:30.
6:30,
so, yeah. Yep. And it goes until 10.
6:30 till 10 on the 19th of May after the Saturday races. And which room in at Morfordville will you use?
It's in the Leilani room.
Leilani, yeah.
Yep, but if we outgrow that,
yeah,
then we will make arrangements to put it into a bigger room. But yeah, we're in the Leilani room for that.
So it sounds to me as though you need indications of people coming. So is there a booking number?
There is. There's two ways you can book. There's mm-hmm. actually, you can go on the Soroa website, which is just soroa.com.au, and it actually pops up right there on our homepage.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can call our secretary, whose name is Richard Stafford.
Yes.
And probably a lot of your listeners know him. We've got his number, so I'm going to give it out. He's authorized this.
Yeah.
It's 0432.
0432.
664
824.
All right.
So,
and he's got if you know, for listeners who are interested in the stallion auction, we've got the details of which stallions we have nominations for, and Richard knows all that as well. So you can either check the website for that or ask Richard.
All right. You don't know the stallions yourself?
I do. Yes, they are Valentia. From Cornerstone.
Yeah.
Palantino from Sunstud.
Wow, Palantino, that'd be in demand, yes.
The Rebel Raider and Crackerjack King, and they're both at Windholm Park Stud.
Okay, well, that's a great choice there, and I'm sure they'll be in demand.
I think so.
All right, Ali, you're in for a big day, so we better let you go, and it'll be excitement. So you're in races 4, 5...
And eight.
Oh, you got a big day ahead of you.
Yeah.
I hope you can share in the spoils. Certainly, they're all chances, and just a bit of luck, you never know.
Thanks very much, yeah.
Good luck with the cocktail party. We'll talk about that again, of course, in the weeks leading up to it, but sounds like a date to put in the diary.
Absolutely. I think it's going to be a great time.
Thank you, Ali.
Thanks, Ray.
Ali Umoff there talking with us, and what a big day she's got.